our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the... Oh wait, yeah, well, let me move this.
Yeah, you should move that.
Hi, welcome to the thing.
We're gonna move it. It's going on in here.
Why are you pulling on
oh,
it?
Oh, you've put it behind.
Yeah,
this
I
is awful. This is an awful start. It's a bad
Everything's
start.
Everything's awful.
Bad start. No, we can't. We're doing it live.
Where are we moving it to?
Oh, I was going to move it over to my desk.
Oh, okay. Do that.
Yeah.
You want to place it on your chair?
I don't know.
That's as far as it goes.
Does it fit?
Don't try
it. Oh, shit. I mean, we could put it on that desk.
Yeah, or
no, let's put it on that
desk.
No,
just talk at
but
it.
We have a special guest.
Put it on this chair. We have a guest.
We have a guest. We're in Seattle and we have a guest. Isn't that weird, you guys?
We have Dan's
here. We don't have any friends here yet, but except Dan is here.
Dan's our friend and
so,
he's here.
No, but I mean like Seattle friends. Like people who live in Seattle and are our friends.
Oh. So did you win at trivia?
No.
We went 12-9-9.
So here's the thing that happened at trivia. We got there. I drove for the first time today and I didn't die. I didn't crash.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect you to.
I didn't even swear all that much.
I don't think you swore at all.
And I didn't even have to use Google Maps, because I knew where I was going.
It's north.
Yeah, and then you get off eventually. But I knew how to, like, get to the interstate, because I'd seen you do it enough times.
Oh, that's good.
But, so here's the thing that happened. We went there, and we sat down, and we had some dessert, because we'd already eaten sushi. Mm. And Dan's friend, Tony, showed up, and we were talking, and this girl came, like, half an hour late to trivia, and she's like... Can I do trivia or whatever? And the guy's like, yeah, whatever. And then she comes up to us and is like, can I join your team? And we'd already finished the first round. Mm. So I said,
I'd rather you not or something.
Yeah, no, I think I really honestly said, like, no, you can't.
Yeah, really? You're pretty brutal
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, I was really brutal about it. And then she was super rude to me the whole rest of the night.
Of course she was, because you were being a butt.
The host guy was like, yeah, you friended that. And I was like,
yeah.
Whoa. Then. He was like, oh, I get it.
I don't know what happened. Why were you
She was, like, already drunk, and I didn't know her, and we'd already finished the first round, and I didn't know her.
Like, maybe if she was, like, there on time, maybe.
And yeah, if she'd been there on time. I don't know.
It's not like there were several other teams for her to join.
Oh, I said sorry, but no, is apparently what I said.
You recorded it?
No, I texted my sister after it happened. Yeah, and then she was just like a super huge bitch the rest of the night.
Right, because you were...
She got someone else to be on her team who
Did
was more
win?
Chill. No, they didn't win. They came in dead last.
Wait, she was on Team Mystic, so...
She had no idea what she was doing.
Why does everybody hate the yellow team on Pokemon?
I don't know. Everybody hates all the teams, because there's people who hate the red team, too. It's like... Remember when Twitch plays Pokemon, there was like Team Spiral, whatever, and then Team Helix and yeah, Team whatever... Yeah. It's like that.
I don't know. Nobody likes Team Yellow.
Really?
Everybody that I talk to doesn't like Team Yellow,
yeah.
Except for me.
Nobody seems to like Team Red either. Mystic's the only one anyone really respects, the blue one, because, like, everyone's the blue one.
Everybody's scared of the red team.
So Pokemon Go came out, I think, since the last time
yeah.
this podcast
was
recorded.
It was last week.
And it won't stay up very often.
It broke the internet.
It broke the internet. It broke itself. It didn't launch with all the features that are planned for it. It still can't handle its own server capacity. Mm. I got really frustrated because we went to the zoo today, and I couldn't even, like, do anything.
You couldn't catch any animals?
Well, I couldn't get credit for my eggs, like, for walking, because the app wouldn't stay open.
It seemed to work fine whenever I tried it
I
today,
did, however.
I tried it once.
So we found the Rose Garden. It's by the south entrance, like,
okay.
Before you go in. And there's a Pokemon gym there. So I left one of my dudes there because it was a red gym.
Oh, you won?
No, you can just, if it's your own gym, you can leave a dude there to defend it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, that's how all those Pokemon get there. It's not by winning, necessarily. Like, you
oh.
take over the gym if you win, but
well,
you can just
oh.
leave a guy there if it's
well,
your own color.
I keep fighting the gyms and can't do anything.
Yeah, if it's your own color, you can leave a Pokemon there and then immediately go into the shop and get the benefit
so
for being
what?
Defending a
guess
Pokemon.
Guess what? There's no yellow gyms anywhere.
There are. I've seen a couple. There's some at my work. They happen intermittently. I think the one that's just north of us is yellow sometimes.
Is it?
Yeah. I've seen it be yellow.
It's usually red or blue.
But yeah, so Pokemon Go is pretty cool. It'd be better if it would launch. The zoo was cool. Dan, how'd you like the zoo?
There was animals.
There were animals there.
There's otters.
There was a baby gorilla.
Did you see him?
Yeah, no. She was, so they were hiding for a while. Like, the mom, like, took the baby away just before we got there. And then all of a sudden, the mom came walking out, and there was, like, a gorilla wrapped around her wrist, like, as she was walking on it. It was pretty great. The
baby one.
Yeah. It was great. And there was a porcupine, and the guide kept calling her Molly, and I'm like, that's Skyanna.
Did you ask me if it was Skyanna?
No, because it was a guide in charge of, like, one of the kids programs. Because there's, like, kids zoo camp happening right now, because it's the summer.
Oh, so they just didn't have any idea.
And I didn't want to talk to them.
There was a lot of kids.
There were a lot of kids. There were a lot of kids.
So if I get this job at the candy shop, there's going to be a lot of kids, too.
Yeah, but not like that. Plus, that's not like a really kid-oriented candy. Oh, I guess it kind of is. But they have stuffed
right
animals
next,
there.
It's right next to the kids.
Speaking of candy shop, how about that concert?
Oh, yeah, you guys went to a concert. Man, we're all over the place. Okay, so let's start at the beginning here. Dan came to Seattle. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Oh, he did a Willy Wonka.
He did a Willy Wonka.
See, like, he did 30 seconds of a Willy Wonka. So.
It's Monday.
It's like a minute and a half.
July something.
July 11th.
And Dan came to Seattle on a road trip with some friends. And then he's staying in Seattle while his friends camp on the way back and going to Vancouver and stuff. But in the meantime, he's sleeping on an air mattress in our guest bedroom, which is also our living room. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty great. Cool to have like a friend around. Haven't had any of that before. You need a shower. Yeah. You can have one after the podcast. Pep it up.
I'm worn out.
Why don't you guys talk about your concert that you went to? Because I didn't go to it.
You saw Buckethead, and he gave me a toy.
He gave you a toy. It was awesome.
Okay.
It's a little Lego type man.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. You know what? Sometimes you gotta put forward 110% for the team.
I've already done that.
For this team.
For the
team Aha Podcast. You didn't even introduce the podcast. You didn't even do the introduction.
Go to our Patreon and give us money.
No. It's not even how it works.
Okay. On it.
It's
Patreon.com.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Ollie, our awesome podcast.
Okay. Give me a minute.
That's Adam.
I just
walked in the door
and then I got waylaid with podcasts.
No, you said you were going to do it. I said we need to do a podcast. You're like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
I was going to give you a minute, but you're just all like, right. We'll just do it.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly, our awesome podcast.
7 minutes in. Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And today we have a special guest.
Dan.
Our special guest is Dan.
It's
He's
Dan.
In Seattle.
He's in Seattle.
We
explained
saw Buckethead.
That part already. You saw Buckethead.
And Dan
He's
brought
a guitar
snack.
Guy. That's right. There's a snack. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
It's
I wasn't
a snack
there.
That he picked out himself, and I said, oh, she's going to hate this.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I suggested. You said, I will never eat that as a snack.
Oh, no. I better know what it is. I heard a rattle. I think I know what this is. This is that stupid Jelly Belly. Fuck.
I suggested this a number of times.
Have you ever done this before? Have you ever done the Bean Boozled before?
My day can't go any worse.
It's a goddamn nightmare. Okay, your day can go worse. At least you made money to do the last thing.
Yeah.
We paid to do this. Well, Dan paid to do this.
Yeah, see?
Dan,
I've had a bunch
of people.
We let
Dan into our home, and he gives us Bean Boozled. This is what happens.
Okay, so here are the flavors. We have. Oh, there's new ones.
All right, give me
Stinky
one.
Stinky socks. Okay, we'll give you. I'll give you a color, and then I'll tell you. No, you pick a color.
Okay.
Don't look.
I just can't look.
I'll just give you one.
Someone brought these into the.
Okay, so
shop.
That's brown.
Okay.
Now, before you eat it, what you can expect here is either canned dog food. Or chocolate pudding. And that canned dog food, it's horrible.
Hold on.
It was worse than, like,
the
moldy
wait.
Cheese when I did
this. Why am I eating this?
Because Dan thought this was a good idea. You can blame Dan.
Here, I get a cup to spit.
Yeah, we should get some sort of water situation.
So, the other day, was it yesterday, we figured out the three worst candies that we'd ever eaten?
Should we spit them into a bowl so we can
the first worst candy was the durian candy.
The durian candy was pretty bad.
Because like we put it in our mouth and went, ugh.
Yep. So top three worst candies we've ever had.
Top three worst candies.
Not counting Bean Boozled.
Yeah,
because I've done Bean Boozled before.
This is like,
intentionally bad.
Yeah.
Durian candy.
Violet candy.
Violet candy and salt tomato candy.
Yeah. And
which was good at first and then it was terrible.
Two of those was...
a bunch of people at work tried the salt tomato candy. Mm-hmm. A couple of them spit it out right away. One of them was like, oh, this isn't too bad. And then 30 seconds later was like, just kidding, this is terrible.
Yeah, it took me a while. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, okay. Tastes like tomatoes. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't want this much tomato in my mouth anymore.
Yeah. It's too much.
Right, I'm only going to eat this one.
Oh, no, you have to keep doing this.
We have to eat the whole box.
No, but...
No, well, you got to do more than one round.
I've had a bunch of people do that.
No, you don't get to smell it. You have to just do it. You have to do it. Commit. Seriously.
You got to drink and a spit
cup. We have a spit cup in case you need it. We'll set the spit cup.
What are the options?
Dog food or chocolate pudding.
Dog food or chocolate pudding. Canned dog food, not the dry stuff. Not the good stuff.
I just got to eat it, right?
You got to just eat it. No, you can spit it out. We have a spit cup. It's fine.
What if I throw up right here?
You're not going to throw up. There's a cup for that.
If you spew into this.
You're not going to throw up. There's a bowl behind you. Do you want me to get the fruit bowl for you to throw up? Just eat it. You have to eat it. Put it in your mouth.
It's dog food.
I don't care.
It's dog food, though.
You're cheating.
I smell it.
Just do it.
Like, it smells like dog food.
Put it in your mouth.
I don't want it.
Best piece I've ever seen you make.
You can spit it out.
Yeah. You have to at least taste it. I don't even feel good with it. I think you ate the thing before you even tried it. What if it's chocolate pudding and he doesn't even...
I don't think it's chocolate pudding.
Okay. I see why you didn't want this on the metal chair now.
It still tastes like dog food.
Yeah, well, the problem is I can't give you a different one and hope it's going to taste better to cleanse the palate, because that's not how... Maybe we should get, like, some Ritz over here or something to...
Why would they give me dog food flavor?
Because that's the point of this.
Where am I going?
Smell the box. It smells disgusting.
Just eat one.
No, Dan's going next.
Oh, Dan. And then we skip Holly.
Yeah, clockwise. No,
I bought them.
Yeah.
So you get to go next.
I get to skip the next round because I got a bad one.
You can just skip the next round. I don't think that's how it works. All right. This one is either stinky socks or tutti frutti.
I can't imagine stinky
just
socks.
Eat it, just eat it.
I think it's stinky socks.
I don't think stinky socks would be that bad.
You would be wrong.
You're still eating it.
No. That's because it's not actually that bad. It tastes like a really strong cheese.
Yeah. I mean, feet cheese.
Yeah. Like.
You want some crackers at your cheese?
Of the bad ones, that's not the worst one to get. So if you get stinky sock, you don't have to be that afraid.
All right. Dan had one. I think it's all bad ones.
Yeah, why did
No, there's good ones.
Why did I do this?
I don't know. This was your fault.
I already had one. I'm done. I'm done.
Nope.
Ooh, what's this one?
Is it white?
Yep.
Soap?
It's either baby wipes or coconut.
Both of those are awful.
Yeah, those sound terrible.
I think that's baby wipes.
You think?
Tastes a little soapy.
Yeah, it's probably baby wipes.
Maybe my turn.
That wasn't bad.
Oh, another brown one. All right, we won't give you another brown one. That's cheating. Fucking, there's a lot of brown in here. Okay, here's this one. Oh, you're not going to like that one.
Okay, what is it?
It's either peach or barf.
I get to skip this round, right?
Nope.
I didn't know there was a barf one.
Did we all eat a bad one? I think we all ate a bad one, so we don't have to do it anymore.
There's a booger one, too. There's no, like, end to this game. You just keep doing it.
No, but I'm done.
No, you're not done. Nope.
How about we all just do one at once?
Okay, yeah, that's true. Well, I'll do one at once. We'll do a different color than anyone's tried. You can have... Oh, wait, I think that's a tutti-frutti one. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's all do the same color at once.
Oh, man.
All right.
We each get either a barf or a peach.
Either a barf or a peach. One, two, three.
That's not peach.
That is not peach. He can't tell.
Oh, it's barf. None of these are real.
This is a bad box.
Put it in
the... Honestly, that kind of tasted like cheese to me, too.
It tastes like barf. Oh, I hate it.
That wasn't that bad. All right, this is a new flavor. This one is either...
Well, good luck with that.
Lime or lawn clippings.
Okay, oh, that's
not so bad. Lime or matcha. One, two, three. Oh, lime.
I got lime, too.
If you can't tell, it's probably lawn clippings.
I think it's lime.
You'd think.
Oh, it doesn't taste bad.
Whatever. Yeah, it's not that bad. There are a lot of chocolate dog poop ones in here.
Dog poop?
No, dog food. Oh. Same thing. All right, here's one that no one can win. Buttered popcorn?
Oh.
A rotten egg.
Oh my, no, I refuse.
I don't think that was in the cards to refuse. Oh wait, one of these is moldy cheese and something else, but I think these are the buttered popcorn ones.
These are still darker than mine.
Hold on. That might even be a different thing still. No. Is yours a different color? No, they're all the same. I think that one's a completely different color. You see how the base is different?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't...
Buttered popcorn?
I don't like this game anymore.
Yeah, well, it sucks to begin with, but this is Dan's fault. Buttered popcorn and rotten egg. 3, 2, 1. Oh! That's
okay,
rotten egg.
Okay, I'm not even gonna... I can't bite it.
Okay. That was not...
I chickened out.
It could have been buttered popcorn, you didn't even know.
Nope. Just a thrown all away. Right. I don't want to eat anymore.
Okay.
You seem pretty
excited
about it.
We have a black one
it.
Here. There's only one of these in this box, so only one of us can do it.
I'll eat licorice.
It's either licorice or skunk spray. You won't mind that. You won't mind either one of those.
I'm just gonna eat. Okay, everybody else get...
See if there's any other unique ones.
Is the blue one soap? Or like glass cleaner? Toothpaste, that's not bad. Like, you eat toothpaste anyway.
It's toothpaste or...
No, there's no other one-offs in here. That's the only one that we only have a single one of.
I feel ripped off by this box.
I'm going to try this one in case it's long clippings.
Okay. What about the
Danny, want to take another go at another one of these?
I mean, I guess.
One that we already did? You want Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks?
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right. I'll take the long clippings one.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Oh yeah, there's long clippings. Not bad though.
Skunk spray isn't bad.
I actually kind of like the long clippings one. Is that bad? It tastes like a salad.
It's a little strong.
I think it's Tutti Frutti.
No, it's Tutti Frutti. You would know.
Skunk spray is a little strong. But
yeah.
I don't mind it so much. I'm
still
not gonna
spit
it
out.
I'm not gonna eat it. But like it covers your mouth like with a lot of.
All right, we'll get the other bad ones out of the way before we do the one that's not going to be bad.
I'm going to have a cracker.
Sure. Danny, you need a cracker?
No, I'm good.
I'm going to not eat anymore.
Yeah, I have long clippings. I feel like I'm cleansed.
I'm not hungry.
I don't care if you're hungry.
Oh, it got worse. Who did it?
All right, here's the one I'm least looking forward to. Booger or juicy pear?
Oh, whatever.
3, 2... Oh wait, you're still...
I'm still on skunk
still
spray.
Crackers.
I'm still wondering...
Hold on, I need another one to get rid of skunk spray.
Maybe take a drink of something.
That doesn't do anything.
That doesn't help.
Burger, popsicle, or...
Mm-hmm. It's semen every time, you guys. You all took the wrong path on that. All right. You're stalling now. Come on.
I'm building up to it.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. It doesn't taste like boogers, though. It tastes like pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Mine tastes like pear.
It tastes like a green pepper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not bad at all. I would eat that as a jelly bean flavor.
I probably wouldn't.
You heard it here first, folks. Send Holly a bag of booger jelly beans.
No. Green pepper jelly beans.
Booger.
All right. We have moldy cheese or caramel corn.
Oh, my God. No.
Don't worry. This is the last bad one. Last super bad one. 3, 2, 1. Nope, you gotta do it.
I know.
Oh, that's moldy cheese. That is moldy.
Yep, moldy cheese is not great.
Just do it. You can spit it out.
No,
you tasted it.
I just got a whiff.
Ooh.
That one was a little rough.
Oh, that was bad. Oh.
Man.
I hope you enjoy this, everyone. This is what we do for you, our viewers.
What are we doing with our lives?
I had people try these at the card shop.
Oh.
You want a cracker with your moldy cheese?
That was so much
you
worse
need a cracker with your
than
moldy
booger.
Cheese,
sure.
Or funky fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was ripe.
That was pure penicillin.
All right. Dan, I feel like it's only fair that you and I try canned dog food and chocolate pudding.
Okay.
You ready?
Come on. I feel like a cracker.
So do I.
I'll get another one ready for you.
All right. Let's do this. 3, 2, 1. Dog food! That's awful.
Yeah.
Pudding.
That's pretty awful. Oh, you got pudding?
Like, your breath smells like dog
food.
I'm going
to find a pudding one.
Dog food. Not sure.
Chocolate pudding.
You just keep eating them.
I wanted to taste the chocolate pudding jelly bean.
Your breath smells like just like dog food.
Listen. I will kiss you later because I know how much you like dog food. Mm. All right. Here's our last one. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we could throw the rest of this shit away.
Yes, oh, no, wait. Please.
You and I didn't do the coconut baby wipe one, so we gotta do that.
That one's not even bad.
Yep. Right. Coconut or baby wipe. 3, 2, 1. Oh, baby wipes actually taste fine.
It's just a little soapy.
A little soapy.
Yeah.
He's like...
Baby wipes.
Baby wipe.
It tastes like a baby wipe smells.
I'm not gonna keep eating.
Yeah, it's like a baby powder. It's not bad at all. We all did barf, right?
Yeah.
You guys didn't do stinky socks.
I'm good.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't do stinky socks. You gotta do stinky socks.
I'm gonna take
you
it.
Do. I'm gonna keep giving them to you because I have more.
I'm gonna not eat it.
You have to.
Throw it away.
You were super excited about me eating this too.
I know. I don't know why. I've decided against that. I don't like it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I need. Oh.
Uh huh.
My mouth is so bad.
Your mouth is so bad. Have you heard anything from Marcus yet about whether he got our package?
I don't know.
He probably didn't. It's like international, right? All right, come on.
Stinky Why are you sock. Still giving it to
Stinky
me?
Stinky sock or Tutti Frutti. Because you might get Tutti Frutti. No, come on. Do it. Be a good sport. Just do it. I'll pre-bite this one for you, but I won't tell you what it is. I'm just going to put it in your mouth if you don't take it. Nope, you don't get a taste test either. It's all in. Open your mouth. Open it. Open wide. Here comes the plane. It's in plane. Come on, just do it.
This would be the most crying
ever. It's Tutti Frutti. He's being a baby.
The most crying on the podcast ever.
All right. All these other ones are getting thrown the fuck away.
Thank you.
Except for these last three.
Oh.
Which are toothpaste or berry blue.
Okay, that's not
that
so bad.
That can't be that bad, right?
Good cleanser at
3, 2, 1. Oh, Dan jumped up. Oh, I got toothpaste.
I think that's toothpaste.
That's good.
Yeah, it's like toothpaste.
It's like the Crest, like, kids' blue toothpaste.
Yeah, I just want toothpaste jelly beans now.
That's super good.
Okay, everyone, send your whatever one Holly liked and toothpaste ones.
Yeah, just send all the blue ones.
Booger and toothpaste is what Holly
buy likes. All the Bean Boozled jelly beans, just send me the blue ones. The toothpaste is fucking delicious.
Yeah, that one, like, how's that even bad?
I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to give you some relief.
Did we try them all?
Yeah, we tried them all.
None of them are that bad.
No, I mean, none of them were that bad.
Moldy cheese was kind of rough.
The barf was... I didn't like barf.
Dog food is honestly really bad.
I guess I didn't have that.
Yeah, you didn't get a dog food.
Moldy cheese was awful.
I think dog food and moldy cheese are the worst ones in this package.
Mm. I got lime instead of lawn clippings, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Skunk spray was...
Lawn clippings is fine.
Skunk spray was powerful, but it wasn't like awful.
Lawn clippings just taste like a poor salad. Like, it's really not bad.
Yeah, all right.
So, we had some sushi today at a sushi place, and they had this happy hour where you get two rolls for $10. That was a pretty good deal.
That was pretty good.
Or in my case, I got a special roll for $12, a roll.
Danny ate like three rolls.
A roll in calamari for $10. And then I had two pieces of nigiri from someone else, and another two pieces of a special roll, and like three more rolls from Scott, or three more pieces of sushi from Scott.
Yeah.
And I'm talking really fast.
Yeah. You are talking really fast. That's fine.
It was like three rolls and some calamari.
Like, I think like a third of our listenership is sitting in this room, so.
I'm one of them.
You are one of them. Dan's one of them, too. I don't listen to our podcast. Because why would I want to hear my own voice? That's.
I like to hear your voice.
Do you? Because you don't ever listen to me when I'm talking. What?
That's because you just say things about me that I don't want to hear.
Oh.
You say, Adam, do all the dishes.
Is that a thing about you?
Uh-huh, I don't want to hear it.
Hey, you've been doing the dishes.
I know.
Speaking of which, they're sending someone to fix our dishwasher this week.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for real. Because she asked So we sent this email like last week and they hadn't come fix our dishwasher. Apparently she told their maintenance guy to do it, but he's not good with appliances, but he never told her that. Mm-hmm. So she just thought he'd done it. So she actually like hired an appliance company to come do it. I'm hoping they can't fix it and they have to replace the dishwasher, but I doubt that. I doubt
it's
that
just
very
a little
much.
Plastic
yeah, it's not. There, it's definitely going to be fixable, but.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went to the zoo today. We're going to the market tomorrow.
I don't work tomorrow.
You don't work at all? Really?
Yes, really.
What days do you work?
Wednesday at 5.
5? What kind of schedule is this? What kind of training schedule is this?
And then Friday at 11.
Okay.
And Saturday at 11.
I forgot about rotating schedules. How is that full time? Sure.
I don't know if it is.
It better be a full time job.
I understand your concern.
All right. What else do we have to talk about? Are there any new magic stuff to talk about? I know they released
the
full set.
I did some Twitch streams of like set reviews and stuff like that, and I had the most people watching at once that I had before.
You should have really recorded those.
They record automatically.
Do they? Can you post them?
Yeah.
Somehow?
You can post them on YouTube, or you can put them in highlights.
How do you do that?
You go to.
We'll do it later. Dan, yeah. You gotta show me how to do Twitch.
Thank you for that information, because I really think you should post those set reviews. I think they were useful. And people can go watch them. Honestly, you guys, I like when Adam streams. I got a little annoyed with it this weekend because it was a lot of talking when I was trying to decompress for the week. But, like, I don't know. I think you're, like, a jovial streamer. I do think that you should get a camera, though.
Yeah.
I think that would really improve
the streaming
experience.
I figured out how to put, like, my little iTunes bar on there so they could see what I'm listening to. And, if I'm playing Magic, I just put, like, a rotating images of all my cards that I've made before, and then people say, hey, that one's cool, or do something like this, and then people help me design. So I think I'm going to do a stream where I'm, like, actually designing.
You guys?
You found one?
I found a bean in my pants, and by in them, I mean on them.
It's a pants bean.
I don't even know what flavor it potentially is.
Just eat
it. I think it's
Baby
the
Bucks.
Buttered popcorn. No, I think it's the buttered popcorn moldy cheese one.
Are you going to eat it? No, it's never
No, it's buttered
idea.
Popcorn. It wasn't moldy cheese. It
moldy
was
moldy cheese.
No, moldy cheese was a darker colored one. It was with caramel something. It was buttered popcorn and...
or bad.
Something
barf?
Bad. No, barf was peach.
Taste it. Let us know what it is.
I squished it. Smells fine.
Not fine. Is it fine?
Oh, it was a baby wipe.
Baby
this is another baby wipe.
Baby wipes, yeah.
That's fine.
It's like Shoe Nice eats things. Remember Shoe Nice?
Mm-hmm.
You
so, Dan.
You shouldn't eat things.
You shouldn't eat things. Dan, what do you like about Seattle? Do you like stuff about Seattle?
It's not too warm.
It isn't too warm.
I like
Although,
that.
Although, it was pretty warm yesterday and also today.
Yeah, but it wasn't like... too warm.
Yeah, it wasn't oppressively warm.
I had my hoodie on a late day, so it wasn't too warm.
That's true.
Yeah, there's like a breeze all the
It was
the
pretty
time.
Warm in the tropical rainforest section of the zoo, though. But then we came out, and it felt really cool.
That helped a lot.
Yeah, it really did. What else do you like about Seattle?
Even yesterday, it wasn't too warm. It was just warm.
Mm-hmm. It was like 70. We just did a lot of walking, so it felt warmer.
There's lots of foods.
Mm-hmm.
There are so
there's
many
stuff
foods.
Going on all the time.
There's also a lot of cheaper foods than we've been eating.
It's true. I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sushi place was pretty... At least happy hour was
reasonably... Yeah, the happy hour was reasonably priced, yeah.
Actually, I think the AFK Tavern was more expensive than the sushi bar at happy hour.
Yeah, it was. I had
desserts.
A chocolate mousse
I
with whipped cream and cinnamon on top.
Yeah, that
oh, man,
real
it was
good.
So
I got
good.
I got cheesecake. I didn't
saw your desserts that you had.
It was so good.
Did you bring me any?
No, it would have melted.
Yeah.
But it was really good. We'd already eaten dinner, so I didn't want to, like, get food. But I had a 10% off coupon already, so.
Oh, see, that's true.
Yeah.
Because we got second place last time?
Second or third.
Something like that.
I think they give 5% off to everybody who plays.
I'm super upset that I missed that question.
What was the question?
Bruce Willis as a convict and a time traveler.
Oh, 12 monkeys.
Yeah, we wrote down 13 monkeys. What was the other one that we got just, like, a little bit wrong we were super mad about?
Oh, the Ben Franklin thing.
Yes! It was like, who's the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? I was like, oh, it's Ben Franklin. And then I was like, well, maybe it was John Hancock. Because I knew it was one of the two.
Oh.
And then I put John Hancock.
I don't think it was either.
And then it was Ben Franklin.
Yeah, Ben Franklin was old as shit.
Yeah, he was pretty old. He's like 40 even.
Yeah,
I wonder how old he was when he saw that. Hold on,
I think he was 90 when he died.
I'm gonna Google it.
There was other stuff like what type of crystals in a lightsaber?
Oh, dilithium.
No, that's
no.
That was the next question.
They did have that question though. You would have been really helpful, or like
Yeah.
What amulet does Doctor Strange wear? You just know shit like this.
What's it called? He does this a lot. Like something like this.
It's the eye of something.
Oh, eye of
Agrabah or something.
Agrabah.
Yeah, see, he just knows stuff.
And who was Spider-Man recruited to the Avengers for to track down and hunt? And capture.
He had to like prove himself to the Avengers or something, and he had to hunt down and capture somebody.
Oh, like in the real comic books?
Yeah. Okay, you didn't know that one. I feel better about that.
Wolverine.
No.
The Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got another Babylon 5 question wrong.
Yeah.
Which means I still need to watch Babylon 5 again.
You haven't, and you're not.
I know. No, I do want to, but it's not available streaming anywhere.
Yeah.
I'd have to like go to the crazy big Scarecrow movie store.
They might have it at ours.
You know, I haven't even looked. I should, because I really want to watch it again. I really liked it.
I'll watch it with you.
Yeah. I think you'd like it in this environment maybe better.
Yeah, instead of like...
Well, you're more invested, and you hadn't seen the beginning, so
yeah,
you didn't really
no
know what was going on at all.
I know there's like bald people, like weird...
Benjamin Franklin was 70 when he signed the Declaration of Independence.
He died when he was 100, right?
Oh.
He died in 1889?
He died when he was 100, that's why he's on a $100 bill.
Burn Franklin.
Or 90. He was 90, I think, when he died.
Burn Franklin.
He died the same day as Thomas Jefferson. Is that right?
He died when he was old as shit. No, he's like 84.
Okay.
But that's pretty old for, like, the old times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was 84. But in the 1700s, that's, like, really old. Where did our rich person book go?
It's over on the table.
I know you donated a page to Marcus.
I did. I forgot to cross out.
Yeah, you forgot to rich personify it.
Uh-huh.
So Marcus, you're gonna have to do that in your head.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
No, I wanna.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
You butt.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Polish street cleaner?
Polish.
I mean, did you hear about the?
What is this? A Polish book?
Shut up! I'm tired.
You racist.
Did you hear about the rich person street cleaner? Who was fired because I think we've done all these jokes.
No, the problem is I think we just keep opening the book to the same place. We should have started at the beginning.
Cumberbatch went to a doctor.
Cumberbatch!
Hey doc, he said, I get set of cufflinks for my birthday, but I know own a shirt with French cuffs. Why did you come to me? Asked the MD. I'd like to get my wrists pierced. Said the rich person.
Yeah. I mean, let him get his wrist pierced.
Yeah, I mean...
Microdermals look really cool on wrists.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Cumberbatch. That's a rich person name, right?
Dan, you know what we should do? You and I should save up a bunch of money and take a road trip down and get magnets implanted in our fingers.
Sure.
Magnets?
Magnets. Yeah. You can feel electromagnetic fields. It gives you, like, another sense. So you put it... They cover it in, like, a silicone, and then they slice open your finger, stick it in, and then close it again. And then you can feel, like, if you go through, when you walk into a store, right, they have the, like, things to tell if you're thieving or not. You can feel that through your magnet.
You also feel, like, a hard drive spin.
Yeah.
And,
You don't have to want that. He's mouthing, I don't want that. And you don't have to.
And, like,
but we both do.
If electrical outlets are hot and stuff.
Yeah. You can, like...
And you do stupid bar tricks with it.
You ought to invest.
And you have to be careful that you don't get it stuck on a railing.
You ought to invest your money in the stock market, Tony Stark. No, I don't know much about that stuff.
Is that the rich person name you came up with?
Yeah,
Tony Stark.
He's a Brazilianaire.
He is a rich person. You're right.
I got 10 shares of stock that split. Well, said the rich person, you ought to return them and ask for a full refund.
Yeah. Okay. Because the rich person hired somebody to do his stock marketing for him.
Well, here's the question. I don't remember who it was asked by. I think it's Scott or his friends. Or who it was asked to.
Mm-hmm.
But would you rather party with Bruce Wayne? or Tony Stark?
Tony Stark, 100%.
Tony Stark, he's so much less... I'm so
sad. You know,
sad.
I said Tony Stark off the bat, but he seems really, really draining as a person.
You have to, like, put up with him.
So maybe Bruce Wayne, because he seems more chill. Clarifying question, which Bruce Wayne?
I don't like original Bruce Wayne.
Oh, like Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton Bruce Wayne?
I would hang out
for
with Michael
sure.
Keaton
like
Bruce
comic
in an
Bruce
instant.
Wayne.
Okay, but I don't know anything about the comics, so we have to go off the movies.
Like Adam West Bruce Wayne?
probably not. Are we talking like
to go to the
George Clooney Bruce Wayne? Or
I don't want to hang out with
this,
Christian
This question
Bale.
Is too deep, you ruined it.
Christian Bale Bruce Wayne? No, but...
Val Kilmer Bruce Wayne?
What
George Clooney Bruce Wayne?
No.
What other guy, Bruce Wayne?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to hang out with Ben Affleck.
I wouldn't want to hang out with Ben Affleck.
I think
maybe as Bruce Wayne.
He was a really good Bruce Wayne.
Was he?
I heard that the movie just sucked, so he didn't get the chance to be good.
I think the movie was lost in editing.
Yeah, I believe that.
It was really cool.
You think that somebody will make
mansions.
Like a fan edit of it?
Probably not.
Make it better, like what they did with The Hobbit?
Ben Affleck was like old Bruce Wayne. Not like super old, but like his family house was all like raggedy and ruins,
oh.
And he lived in this, like, glass
house.
He was
too busy being, like, Batman
to
care about being Bruce Wayne.
Sure. That makes sense. What do you...
I'm trying to think of a rich person name. Cause
like a first name?
Because Galsoninski is not...
Not a last name, a first name? Would a first name work in there?
I think it's a last... I mean, it might.
I know, but would a first name work in there?
Sure.
Like, can you fit... Because I was going to say Vincent...
Vincent went on a tour of the botanical gardens and was shown a tobacco plant in full bloom. How soon will the cigars be ripe? He asked the guide.
I don't think that's a funny thing to say.
Because a rich person would think that. Yeah, he was making a joke, dude. This is just a bad joke.
How was streaking invented?
We'll never know.
A rich person probably forgot...
how to dress themselves?
The emperor, everybody told the emperor that his clothes looked real fancy, but he wasn't wearing anything.
I don't think that was from the book, but I think that's the right answer.
Because he was emperor.
Oh, speaking of gardens, that butterfly garden opened at the zoo.
Oh, they opened it. It's coming soon.
Yeah, but it's not,
It's still coming soon.
It's still a work in progress. There's not that many butterflies in there. It's not like an overwhelming number of butterflies. You like see a few on the wall every once in a while. So
they're not full.
They still gotta build it.
During World War II,
mm-hmm.
the draft board of a Pennsylvania town was visited by Commissioner Richperson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is like a whole story.
Uh-huh.
Richperson addressed the board chairman. This is Mrs. Different Richperson and her son Stanley. You told Stanley to report here, but the boy is nuts. His old lady says he ain't got all his buttons, and if your mother says you're bugs, you must be.
Whoa!
Commissioner, said the chairman, the army doesn't want mental cases, but for the record, I'd like to test the boy with a few questions. Tell me, Stanley, said the chairman, who cut down the cherry tree? Honest, sir, said the boy, I didn't do it. Other rich person jumped up. Look, he said, I've known this kid since he was that high. If he says he didn't
How high?
Do it,
a gesture for me.
That high.
Okay.
If he says he didn't do it, you can believe him. The draft board chairman hid his smile. What's the sense of quibbling, said the other rich person. How much are damages to the cherry tree? We'll pay for it right now.
That's a good question. How much are damages to the... Is that just where the story ends?
Who chopped down the cherry tree?
I don't understand that story.
Because it's supposed to be George Washington.
That was also a really offensive story. Like, if you care at all about ableism. It's like, kid's nuts! Got buttons. What was it? Buttons loose? Buttons
missing?
He's missing
his buttons.
I've never heard of that.
I've lost my marbles.
I felt like he was actually going to be missing buttons in the story.
Yeah. It did kind of seem that way, didn't it?
What are you making? Plastic from milk.
Hold on. I'm going to go to a random joke generator. Random joke generator.
Twitter.
Doctor, I keep thinking I'm a Christmas bell. Just take these pills, and if they don't work, give me a ring. That doesn't make any sense.
Because he's a bell. If they
yeah, but the doctor didn't think
One
he was
One morning
a bell.
At 6 a.m., Captain Frank began to climb the path to the top of a very tall hill.
Captain Frank!
It was a leisurely hike, and he stopped several times to rest.
Mm-hmm.
You reach the top of the hill at 6 p.m. and made camp for the night.
Oh, how about the hill?
The next morning at 6 a.m., Captain Frank descended the same path and once again took his time. The return trip was easier, so Captain Frank reached the bottom of the hill at 5 p.m. Is there an exact spot along the path that Captain Frank will occupy in each trip at exactly the same time of day? Explain.
The return trip was easier?
Yeah. This is like math.
No, I don't think so.
Out. Let me see.
Well, hold on.
I don't even know how
I can math it out, but I really don't feel like doing any equations tonight. But I don't think the answer is yes.
Strangely enough, there is.
Oh.
If two people were hiking on the same day, one who started going uphill at 6 a.m. and the other started going downhill at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah, they would meet at some point.
Walking and resting the exact same way that Captain Frank did, at some point during the day, they would meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the same spot that Captain Frank would be at the same time on both days.
Huh.
There's no math. It's just like, yeah.
Logic.
I mean,
I was way ready to write three equations for that.
Yeah, it's just like, is there a spot? Yes is the answer.
I mean, actually, you only need two equations because there's only like two variables.
Do you want to read this one about Granny Smith
and
her apples? I don't know if it's about apples, but
it's about trains. You don't like train questions.
No, I just didn't like that one that was on.
All right.
That Cyanide and Happiness TV show that sucked.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good show. Speaking of which. Let's plug CISO again.
Yeah, they're
I wish they
us.
Were
that's
sponsors,
not,
but
really
honestly,
show,
I really like Cyanide and Happiness.
They have like a little short.
No, they have a show on CISO.
Yeah, they have it on their website too.
It's terrible.
Yes, it's not like an actual show.
Well, it is. I mean, it's like
it's
a half
like
an hour of clips stuck together
episodes.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But. All right. Granny Smith, who was leaving Montreal, boarded a train at 4 minutes past the hour. I don't know which hour, it didn't say.
Seven.
No, you gotta wake up. You gotta wake up.
I'm
or
was,
are you envisioning
I was,
it?
Okay. I was... Montreal at...
Four minutes past the hour.
4 minutes past.
After boarding, she stuck her head out of the window and shouted to the ticket man, "How far are we from Toronto?"
Toronto.
"All trains take 5 hours either way," he replied. "How many trains shall I meet on the way?" asked Granny. "A train leaves Toronto at 5 minutes past the hour every hour," answered the ticket man. "How many trains will Granny Smith meet?"
She left at 4 after the hour.
She left at 4 after the hour.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, she boarded at 4 after the hour. We don't really know when it left. That's information that we were not provided. Could be she boarded at 4 after the hour, and it doesn't leave till 10 after the hour.
And it always takes 5 hours.
And it always takes 5 hours either way. Nope.
7. 11. 22.
9. When Granny Smith leaves Montreal, there are 4 trains on the way and a 5th train just starting out. Granny will meet all of these. Also, another train will start when she has gone a 1/5 of that distance, another 2/5, another 3/5, another 4/5 when she reaches Toronto. A train will be at the point of starting.
Does it say Toronto or Toronto?
This is Toronto, but you pronounce it Toronto.
I don't think anybody
if we
does.
Assume, yeah, they do, I promise you. If we assume that she does not meet this one on the way, or meet the one that arrived at Montreal as she left, she will have met 9 trains altogether.
That sounds awesome. I'm tired.
Nope, we're doing more.
Listen, alright, I'll do one then.
No.
Let Dan read it.
No, I'll read it.
Oh, that one's a picture one. I don't want a picture one.
I'll read the picture one.
Clem Walton was cleaning out his old barn.
Mm-hmm.
He was dragging things out into the yard and filling containers with useless items he had collected over the years.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, he rolled an old barrel out of the barn, which weighed 20 kilograms.
Mm-hmm.
Clem put something in the barrel, and when he was finished, it weighed less. What could it have been?
A hole.
Obviously, it's a hole.
So?
Two words on the back.
Just a hole.
It's a hole.
Tear that one up and throw it away. It's dumb. It's not dumb, actually. It's a good one.
It's a good one if you don't know. If you're 7. If you're 7 years old.
All right, let's sign off this podcast.
Listen up,
you got anything else we got to say? Hold on. 2 things. 1, let's plug our podcast everything.
Oh.
We are at AHA Podcast on Twitter, ahapodcast@gmail.com, facebook.com/ahapodcast. You can find us anywhere here. If you want to email us, that's super great. If you want to tweet at us.
Tweet at us.
We have a Patreon.
If you don't want to do Patreon, you can just send us
PayPal. Just send us some money at ahapodcast.com. We have a PayPal link. You don't have to be in the U.S. to send us money. I don't think you can do it internationally.
I don't know. But I just want to thank everybody who listens to our podcast because we think you're all pretty great.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, I am.
If you want to, honestly, if you think that someone else that you know might think that 2 to 3 people rambling every week.
Sometimes 4 or 5.
Would be like a fun thing to listen to and that they might enjoy it. We haven't. We just had Dan.
We have Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan. Hey,
Dan's in Seattle with us right now, if you haven't heard.
I feel like Dan had a good sign-off for the podcast.
Oh, do it.
Dan, do you have a good sign-off for the podcast?
No. I'm just kidding. I got one.
He's just kidding.
You guys ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Are you ready?
I've been ready for like the last 4 or 5 seconds.
We're Brussels out.
Brussels out. I get it. Okay, I'm just gonna hold on.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.